From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, September 26th. The Lost Bus, a film about the 2018 campfire, premiered in the North State last night. Crowds wrapped around the Pageant Theater in Chico, one of the only places showing the movie. After the screening, Chico resident Chris McCasland said the film did a tremendous job of depicting the campfire, in that it shows
how much worse it really was seeing it, how much it spread and how fast. It's just amazing how far and how much it destroyed.
Janice Ashcraft, who moved away from Paradise just 2 months before the fire, said watching the real footage in the film was triggering.
You see the aftermath, but you don't see what we've seen tonight, and it was very emotional.
The film tells the story of a school bus driver and two teachers who guided 22 students through smoke and flames to safety during the fire. In other news, environmental activists from California traveled to New York to protest Governor Gavin Newsom at Climate Week. They criticized his support for a Kern County oil drilling bill, saying it undermines his national climate message. Newsom defended the measure, saying it helps protect consumers as refineries face possible closures. And a California attorney is facing a historic fine for filing a state court appeal full of fake quotations generated by the artificial intelligence tool ChatGPT. Carrie Johnson with CalMatters has the details.
Los Angeles-based attorney Amir Mostafavi was hit with a $10,000 fine for an appeal he filed in July 2023. Mostafavi said he wrote the appeal and then used ChatGPT to try and improve it. California's Second District Court of Appeals threw out the case, and a three-judge panel fined him. The court said Mostafavi had violated court rules, cited fake cases, and wasted the court's time and taxpayers' money. The fine appears to be one of the largest ever issued by a California court over AI fabrications.
That was CalMatters, Carrie Johnson. Also, Butte County Public Works says it's finished a flood protection project in Chico's Five Mile Basin. The SAFE project included levee repairs, vegetation management, and channel improvements to help reduce flooding risks. Officials say the work was completed ahead of the winter storm season with permits from state and federal agencies. Additionally, California wildlife officials are awarding over $2 million to help prevent the spread of golden mussels. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife says over $1 million will support the state's invasive golden mussel program. These funds will help buy decontamination units, high-pressure washing stations, infrastructure improvements, and training. The remaining money will be spread across 4 projects to support public recreational boating across the state. And the first filtered cigarette sales ban in the world will go into effect in Santa Cruz County, beginning in 2027. From our California newsroom partners at KALW, Suni Khalid has more.
The Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors voted last October to adopt the ban on the condition that at least 2 other local governments pass similar measures. That requirement was met this year when the city of Santa Cruz approved a ban on June 24th. The city of Capitola followed earlier this month. The ordinances will take effect in unincorporated areas and the cities of Santa Cruz and Capitola. Enforcement of the sales ban will begin January 1, 2027 in the county and the city of Santa Cruz. Capitola will begin enforcement on July 1, 2027. Cigarette butts are the single most common form of litter on Earth, with the World Health Organization estimating 4.5 trillion discarded annually. County officials explain the new policies are intended to reduce tobacco filter pollution, lower cleanup costs, and support businesses that depend on a cleaner environment. County officials said filters have no proven health benefits to smokers. In San Francisco, I'm Suni Khalid.
Also, flu season is just around the corner, and health officials say the best time to get vaccinated is before the end of October. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it takes about 2 weeks after a shot for your body to build protection. Annual flu vaccination is recommended for everyone 6 months and older. In the North State, counties like Siskiyou are already scheduling free clinics, including a drive-through one in Yreka on October 7th. And finally, Chico artist Valerie Rose is giving a lecture this week about the importance of art made by deaf and deaf-disabled artists. Rose is hard of hearing and comes from a deaf family. She says art can connect people when language isn't shared.
Even though we may have different languages, or we may not be able to communicate through spoken or sign or written text, we can still be able to understand each other more through the art that we make.
During the talk, Rose will highlight different artists to deepen understanding of the deaf world.
It takes time to understand a piece of work, and the time that we give, the attention that we give, the ability to listen to others, to read about other people, we can see something and maybe realize that there is something there.
The lecture will take place today at Manka. Find the full story at mynspr.org. And those were your headlines for Friday, September 26th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.